This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. U.S. gross domestic product, which is a fancy way of referring to the size of the American economy, is, give or take, $23 trillion. A little bit more, actually. So with that as the denominator, which is the number on the bottom, $454 billion as the numerator isn't that much percentage-wise. But it is $454 billion, which is a pile of money. It's also how much we collectively spend on outdoor recreation in this country. It gets spent everywhere on a lot of different things, including in some out-of-the-way places and on some dusty trails in the American West. From Wyoming Public Radio, Caitlin Tan has our story.
Pamela and Tim Fennell from Indiana pedal their tandem bike down a dusty dirt road. It has two seats, two handlebars, two sets of pedals. Bulky bags are strapped all over, carrying everything they need for 2 months on the road.
Yesterday we rode 78 miles.
Which is our longest day.
It's our longest day and almost 4,000 feet of elevation, Clint.
The Fennels are pedaling a rugged route from Canada to Mexico along the Continental Divide. It attracts thousands of hikers and cyclists who, like the Fennels, stop in rural towns along the way.
This is your last stop for real food, to fill up with water, to kind of get yourself geared up.
The Fennels are taking a break here in Atlantic City, Wyoming, not to be confused with the Mecca out east. This Atlantic City is an old gold mining town with no paved roads and a total of 5 businesses. The Fennels expect to spend about $150 here on laundry, showers, a campsite, and most importantly, calories.
We both have bacon cheeseburgers and fries.
And fries.
But we already had an ice cream.
There are dozens of other cyclists and hikers in town, also fueling up and spending money, including here. The Atlantic City Mercantile is decorated like a saloon out of an old Western. Gary Connett is here from Minnesota. Against the old battered wooden bar, you can tell he's not local in his skin-tight spandex shorts and clumpy cycling shoes.
I wanted to see the place. I've always heard about it, so I was really looking forward to just seeing this.
One hiker drinks a beer at the bar. There's a few tables of cyclists eating burgers. Connett says this town is a must-stop for people making this trip.
All the bikers stop here. They don't bike by it. They stop here.
Connett spends about $10 on chips and chocolate milk and hits the road. For the last 50 years or so, Atlantic City has long teetered on the edge of a ghost town, a population of about 57.
Some days, if two of us locals walk in, they've had a busy day.
Susan Lehman is a longtime resident who used to work at the Mercantile.
If you made $5 that day, you've made a lot of money.
The area has gone through some gold mining booms starting in the late 1800s. Now, all that's left of this era are some tattered wooden mine buildings on the outskirts of town. Lehman says the thousands of hikers and cyclists that started coming in the last decade are like another boom.
I suppose it's going to be driven by people's finances, but I think it's going to stay for a while, and it's good for these businesses.
Businesses like the local campground. Owner Lucy Milham sits on her front porch. To her left is a wooden sign engraved with a pistol and the words, "We don't dial 911," a nod to the fact there's no police department here. This is Milham's busy season.
We're basically only open June, July, August, September, because the weather's, you know, you never know. We had 137 inches of snow last year.
But Milham says it's enough to pay her bills, and campers love that there's laundry, a vending machine, and showers.
And there's no place out there on the trail to take a shower. So that's pretty much what they want. They don't even set their tents up. They go right to the shower.
Milham says she's adding more campsites to meet the demand that's now brought on by outdoor recreation and leaving gold mining in the dust. In Atlantic City, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.